Welcome to another exciting show of Transformation. Prosper with Wayne, creating wealth, health, and happiness in your life with your host, life and business coach, author, entrepreneur, and lover of life, Wayne Sutton. Prepare to become excited, expand your beliefs, and truly prosper in all the areas of your life. Enjoy.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching.com. And it's how to sell your coaching, how to sell your consultant, how to sell your products or services. And today I'm going to cheat a little bit, if that's okay, instead of just speaking forth. You know, this is unedited, raw. That's just how we like to bring these videos. Well, I'm sorry, these podcasts. But today I want to really bring, I'm going to jump over to, if you hear the clicking button, I'm jumping over to my article I just posted on LinkedIn. I really want to grab a hold of this. In fact, if you're not following me on LinkedIn, be sure to find me on LinkedIn. It's just Coach Wayne Sutton. But I really want you to talk. I want you to grab a hold of this article. And this is so important for people. I want more and more people to see this, hear this, recognize this, because there's so many people that are doing it wrong. There's so many people doing it wrong. And it's when you sell high ticket. When you sell high ticket, you must remember this. You must remember this, okay? If you're going to sell high ticket coaching or consulting to others, your mindset is usually the biggest enemy. And it can be changed by the words you speak about your business. Now, what is high ticket coaching? Now, that's, again, it's a vague term. Most people consider it $2,000, $3,000, $10,000, anything over $2,000 or $3,000, where you normally are not doing a form where they just go to a website and sign up. They're usually getting on a phone call or a Zoom call. You know, you're doing a demonstration of your product, or you're meeting them face-to-face and you're doing a demonstration, or you're meeting face-to-face and having a sales presentation. So the question I got the other day was, Wayne, how do I get people to pay my fees for my coaching? I sell high-ticket consulting. My fees are over $20,000 per year. Now, and we talked about 30 minutes. And yes, this gentleman, his name is Shane. I wrote down every time he said the word or the phrase high ticket, and it was 17 times. And he mentioned his price 8 times. Do you see the problem with Shane selling his services? See, he was so concerned about his price and being labeled high ticket, because that seems to be the cliche now. He was worried that people would accept his offer. Now, over the last 9, 10 years, I have worked with thousands of actual people, but I've worked with hundreds of coaches, and I will tell you this, when you grab a hold of a word, such as high ticket, and you bring your meaning to it, or meanings that were portrayed to you, it can interrupt your congruency. And so, let me ask you, what does high ticket mean to you? If you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're a service provider, what does high ticket mean to you? And see, many people, many coaches, not all, so hear me very well, but many coaches hear high ticket is high profit. And it is, but that's all they hear, high profit. Yes, we want profits, but when we see high profits only, many people take that label into their sales presentation, and the prospect detects greed through incongruency. Secondly, too many people are being sold on the promise of high ticket sales only. You know, hey, listen, come to grab a hold of this course, learn high ticket coaching, learn high ticket sales, learn closing techniques, and they've never taken the time to properly learn the full spectrum of sales, presentations, marketing, people skills, communication. So never let the phrase high ticket cause you to delve into ego or greed. And maybe it doesn't, but for too many, and I'm telling you, I talk to these people on the phone, I coach these people, we rebuild their businesses, I hear it. Never let the phrase high ticket cause you to delve into ego or greed, because it will seep into your sales presentations and hurt your conversions. Do we sell ticket? Absolutely. Do we sell high ticket? Absolutely. All day, every day. The difference, our offer demands high ticket pricing. So we're not pricing something at a high ticket, at a high profit label, just because we want to make the money. We label it there because if we're going to help somebody build a coaching business, build a consulting business, then there's many moving pieces that we have to look at. We have to spend time with them. We have to send them resources. And so all of that value that we bring demands the high ticket price, so that number one, they're dedicated. Number two, we have the time to give it to them. Does that make sense? I'd rather work with 2 or 3 clients a month that I can fully serve than 50 clients a month that I can't fully serve. Make sense? Come on. So, we choose to focus on the value and the outcome of our coaching, though, when we're on the phone or we're doing a Zoom call or meeting with someone. We're going to talk about the value and the outcome, not the investment. The investment's real, sure. So let's look back at Shane. His consultant practice. What he's selling is actually a consultant program. But anyway, it's a little over $20,000. And let's change the mindset. Actually, let's shift that a little bit so he can bring congruency. First of all, first thing we did was we eliminated the phrase high ticket as part of his own self-talk. Because the more he says high ticket, the more he has this imaginary map of what high ticket means. We removed all of the high ticket conversations that can create an unhealthy ego or activate internal greed. And again, not all coaches walk in it, but many, many do. I work with them. So we, instead of taking the term high ticket and his fee, we just helped him explain his values to the clients in a way that they will understand what value they get, what benefit there is, what emotional connection there is to the benefit. And then Shane was able to raise his prices, sell more coaching, and feel great about it internally. So this is where you're at. What are your coaching fees? What are your consultant fees? If you're a coach or consultant, where are you at? Now, here's the question. Whatever that fee is, and maybe you have multiple fees, but just choose one. Who says that is high ticket? What makes $2,000 or $20,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 high ticket? What makes that number match that phrase? It's perception alone. When you label a high ticket, you bring up unconscious feelings and thoughts that will be projected. Whether they're good or bad, they will be projected in your offers and presentations through, again, congruency. Now, here's what I want to do. I want to get on the phone with you. I want you to say, hey, Wayne, here's my program. Here's how much I charge. Here's my closing ratio. Here's our profit, whatever it is. And let's see if we can help. Let's just do a quick phone call. Let's take a snapshot of your business. Let's see if there's something we can help you with. Make sense? Okay, this, absolutely no obligation. Let's look at your business. Go to callwithwayne.com, callwithwayne.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And be sure to jump over and go to howtosellyourcoaching.com, put in your email address, download our book, check out our webinar. We're here for you. But go to callwithwayne.com, and I look forward to hearing from you. Go out and make it a great day.
Thanks for joining us again at Prosper with Wayne. Be sure to subscribe to us for more exciting, life-changing episodes. Go today, in fact. Go now to prosperwithwayne.com and enter your email for our exclusive newsletter and other resources. God bless and go prosper.